This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Lots of myths surround the millennial generation. We even spend some time on radio during our millennial roundtable debunking many of them. Perhaps the most significant prevailing myth is that millennials are broke. Sociologist Jean Twenge takes on the myth of the broke millennial in her extensive article in The Atlantic. This isn't just a myth that others have about the generation, it is a myth they have about themselves. One author complains about their plight in her book, Okay Boomers, Let's Talk, How My Generation Got Left Behind. She says her generation is responding with desperation and sometimes anger. Now, to her surprise, Jean Twenge responds, millennials as a group are not broke. They are, in fact, thriving economically. That wasn't true a decade ago, and prosperity within the generation today is not evenly shared. But since the mid-2010s, millennials on a whole have made a breathtaking financial comeback. The Great Recession 2008 was hard on American incomes, especially young millennials who were just entering the job market. But the millennial income rebound has been both broad and steep. Two groups that have not done well are men and people with less education. Millennial men have not seen their income increases that millennial women enjoy, in part because of a gap in educational attainment. And that points to the other gap, the income gap between millennials with a college degree and those with only a high school degree. In one of his commentaries, John Stonestreet explains that the true crisis for millennials isn't a financial one, it's a crisis of meaning and purpose. Once again, this is where the gospel provides the answer. The Bible provides a true foundation for meaning and purpose. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.